Hello everyone! So, today we want to teach you how to be a superhero. I'm Simone, and today I'm with...
Melissa.
And Suriana.
But first, let's play a little game. Imagine yourself living 100 years from now. What would your daily life look like? Will cars drive all by themselves? Will the fridge tell you what you need to buy in the grocery shop? Will scientists have found a cure against cancer and AIDS? Will astronauts have landed on Mars? Probably there will be many improvements in science, which obviously is a very good thing we can look forward to. But have you considered in this little game that our world might change for the worse? Maybe all rainforests will be deforested, or all coral reefs destroyed. Maybe there won't be any marine creatures left in the seas, no polar bears in the Arctic. Maybe natural catastrophes will have destroyed many cities and killed millions of people. I think these phenomena aren't that unlikely. Why? Because we are destroying Earth and some of us won't recognize this. The oceans are already full of plastic, the former rainforests, vast, dead landscapes. It makes me so sad that people seem to bother about different things. Currently, many people are focused on their appearance on social media. They bother about how they can show their expensive Australia journey on their Instagram story, or how they can call attention to their new designer jeans. While there are things that are so much more important. I wish people would bother about things that not only concern themselves, but others. Let's start bothering about our grandkids. Let's bother about future generations. Let's leave them a world worth living in. Let's make sure our grandkids are able to go on a safari and see wild animals who were saved by our generation instead of being exterminated. Let's be superheroes and save the world. But how can we save Earth? There's only one solution. Every person on the planet needs to do something about it. If 7.6 billion try to save the world, we can do it. So, because we don't have supernatural powers, we need a human way to do it. How about this? If we don't act as badly as we are currently, we can make a huge difference. The key is to be sustainable. We just need to try to be a little bit better in certain things and it will change something. If every person on Earth stops using straws, there will be no more plastic straws in the sea. If everyone starts buying organic food, animals will be living in species-appropriate conditions. Wouldn't it be nice to save the sea turtles from dying? To know that the Great Barrier Reef won't be destroyed? To know that there won't be narrow cages with chickens in it? But what specific things can we do to be more sustainable? We have two ideas how to integrate sustainability in your daily life. Melissa will start with some ideas to make your old stuff cool again, and Suriana will give you some ideas to significantly reduce your waste. Let's go.
Thank you, Simone. So, first things first, what is upcycling? Upcycling is basically like recycling, but the difference is that upcycling adds a new level of quality to the resource you're working with. Instead of just reusing a resource, you maybe make something new out of it or upgrade it in a way that is perfect for you. This is something very useful when it comes to realistic practices to have a more sustainable lifestyle, because not only do you get unique items in your wardrobe or your home, but you also save natural resources by using what you have instead of buying a replacement. And because money is always an issue, upcycling can help you save some cash because the materials you might need to upgrade an item are most often much less expensive than a newly bought version of it. Today I want to tell you about a few projects in my own life that have proven to be much more useful after my upcycling endeavors without spending a lot of money on them. The first thing is my regular desk, which had definitely seen better days when I started with it. I cleaned it thoroughly and applied a varnish to keep the wood in a nice shape. But I also wanted to give myself more space, since a lot of tech gadgets and tiny things needed a space where I could store them in an orderly manner. So I bought wood, matching the one that my desk was made out of, and built a tiny table to go on top of my desk, successfully creating a drawer-like space where I could store things that would usually clutter the desk. And if you want to do something similar at home, you don't have to have any fancy equipment. The wood can most often be cut at the hardware store, and if you don't want to be all fancy and use screws to secure your work, you can also use heavy-duty wood glue to keep everything stable and ready for use. Of course, you still have to buy the varnish, the glue, the wood, but the cost is almost nothing compared to what you would spend on something like this in most well-known furniture stores. Another thing I did was an upgrade to my wardrobe. The urge to buy new and shiny things can be strong at times, but an alternative to going shopping and throwing out your old things is going through what you already have and giving it some new life. To do this, you can basically use any technique you're comfortable with. Because I'm the kind of person that likes making things, I already knew how to sew when I started my project, but I had little experiences with embellishments of any sorts. However, I saw a lot of pictures online of people embroidering their clothes, which was something I've always wanted to try. So I went through my wardrobe and quickly noticed that I have some pieces more than once, or at least pieces very, very similar to one another. To try out some techniques, I picked things I knew I hadn't worn in quite a while and thought of things that would make me want to wear them more often. For me, it was as easy as adding a few details on a collar most of the time, but if you want to be more unique, you can also cut shirts apart and add new fabric to, for example, pockets to make the piece as unique as you like. Something I've also seen a lot is using fabric paint to add details to, for example, jeans or shoes made up mostly of fabric. After my additions, I didn't feel the need to buy new things because, in a way, I already had new things. But if you want to have completely new things, even after everything I've told you, you can also check out your local thrift stores and find something that might not be 100% to your taste and upcycle it to something unique and worth more than the money you spent on it. That way you still spend less money than at regular stores and still have something that completely matches your taste.
So, any ideas what you want to upcycle? I've got so many old clothes in my wardrobe, I don't know where to start. But hey, I'm kind of broke too, so let's save money and save the world too. I already told you about oceans full of plastic. Zuriana has some ideas how we can especially save the oceans.
What a great insight into upcycling. I will definitely be using some of those tips. On a similar note, there's also the topic of zero waste, which has been circulating on the internet and in casual conversation for the past couple of years. I think most people have that one friend or know that one person who always has been passionate about the environment. They buy exclusively organic food and cycle everywhere they go. A few years ago, this kind of person was still seen as the weird eco-freak, but caring about the environment has become quite normal these days and is even considered cool. I think we can all agree that that's great, right? We as humans are not treating our planet the way we should be. Millions of tons of plastic are polluting our oceans or just sit in landfills for years. Did you know that plastic bottles can take up to 1,500 years to start to decompose? Even then, it never really goes away. Decomposing plastic will eventually turn into what is known as microplastic, which, as the name suggests, are tiny pieces of plastic with a diameter of less than 5 millimeters. Oftentimes, these tiny particles end up in the ocean, are consumed by the wildlife there, which we end up fishing and eating, therefore consuming our own plastic waste ourselves. The concept of zero waste thus came about in order to combat and reduce our use of plastic and help contribute to a cleaner planet. Of course, the zero waste lifestyle might not be for everybody and can seem very intimidating, especially in the beginning. We occasionally see people online who are at the forefront of the zero waste community who manage to only produce a jam jar full of waste in an entire year. Of course, this is not necessarily feasible for the average person. Nevertheless, there are many ways to change our habits in order to lead a more sustainable and environmentally conscious lifestyle. Here are a few things everybody can do to reduce waste in their everyday life. Number 1. use a reusable water bottle or coffee cup. Carrying a reusable water bottle is an easy way to eliminate the use of single-use plastic. Coffee cups or insulated mugs with lids are also a great alternative for to-go cups at the coffee shop. Just ask the barista to make your drink directly in your cup. Number 2. Don't use plastic straws or cutlery. According to Milo Kress, who founded the Be Straw Free campaign, Americans use 500 million drinking straws each day. That's 182,500,000,000 straws each year, just in America. That combined with plastic cutlery is a massive amount of plastic waste that can easily be avoided. Most people have seen those horrible videos of sea turtles with plastic straws and forks stuck in their noses or throats. To help protect these animals and other wildlife, an easy fix is to just carry with you a small cutlery kit. Those are really easy to get online or in health food stores and often contain, besides a fork, knife and a spoon, chopsticks and a metal straw that can be cleaned and reused. Kits like these are made from steel or bamboo and cost anywhere from 15 euros and upwards. Number 3. Cook more at home. Ordering takeout often is not only bad for your bank account, but also bad for the environment, as there is always a lot of packaging involved. Learning how to cook and doing it more often is a great way to reduce our use of plastic and gives us the opportunity to decide for ourselves what to put in our food. No additives required. Number 4. Limit the amount of plastic packaging when going grocery shopping. This is a really easy way to reduce plastic waste. Instead of buying the bananas wrapped in plastic, buy the loose ones. The same goes for other produce like potatoes, tomatoes, avocados, and so on. If you don't want to carry loose produce, you can opt for mesh bags made out of cotton or recycled nylon instead of the thin plastic single-use bags they offer at the grocery store. Number 5. Go to a zero-waste grocery store. Although these package-free stores are still quite rare, they are popping up more and more, especially in big cities. An example would be the store Pure Note, located on the Brunnenstraße, which is just a couple of minutes away from the train station Birk S. There you can buy everything, including fruits and vegetables, pasta, rice and lentils, flour, sugar and spices, and even toiletries, such as shampoo, bar soap, toothpaste tablets and a matching bamboo toothbrush. Everything without packaging and, of course, without plastic. The only thing to remember is that you need to bring your own containers to weigh and transport your products in. Admittedly, the zero-waste grocery store might be a bit challenging for a lot of people, and it is certainly more convenient and easier just to go to the grocery store next door, which is fine. These are just a few tips to reduce our plastic waste. Starting with one or two and truly sticking to it is a great way to start and a step in the right direction. It is better to start small than not to do anything at all, because the whole zero-waste lifestyle just seems too intimidating. I myself am far away from living anywhere near zero-waste, but I try my best to be conscious of the products I use on a daily basis and if possible try to find an alternative that does not involve plastic. I think that's the least we can do in order to preserve our planet for hopefully many generations to come.
Thanks to you two! So, this was it. Your first lesson in How to Be a Superhero, Part 1, Save the World. Now, be a superhero. Be sustainable. Save the ocean. Save the polar bears. Save our planet. Because, remember, there is no planet B. There's no second try. And if nobody wants to save the world, then you need to be the one. Be a superhero.